I checked with an older cousin. He's up in his 80s someplace.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never heard anything about it.
Hmm.
And he lived out there right close to my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And used to help him around, you know. Mm-hmm. He said he never heard him say anything. And I checked with another cousin who's in her 80s, and she'd never heard anything about it. And I'm sure that my father, if he had known it sometime, he would have told me that. See?
Mm-hmm.
So some people have said, well, it just don't make sense that nobody ever knew anything about it. And I said, well, I have concluded this. Don't forget now that he was only a kid of 13 years old when he went in, and they gave him responsibility right off the bat. And in no time at all, in a few months, he was captured, and you don't know what happened then. And in 4 long years in the cavalry, which was always out in front, you know, in those days, if they needed the
still
pocket
is.
Of the enemy to cleaned out, why they sent the cavalry in, see? And if anybody got shot at early, they did. And in 4 long years, I figured that he saw so much suffering,
mm-hmm.
and so many of his buddies get shot up and killed, and horses killed,
mm-hmm.
that when he got back home, he said, don't anybody ever mention that Civil War to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, he never, I'm sure he never, he married about 2 or 3 years after he got back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you that she didn't know anything about it, or at least if she did, she kept her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, he never said anything about it to any of his children. See?
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 sons and 2 daughters, and there isn't any record anywhere till I dug this thing up.
Well, that's incredible.
Isn't that really fantastic, though?
I've never heard of that. I've heard of people, you know, not wanting to talk about things like that. But
yeah. Well, I have heard of a few fellows who went through some horrible experiences in World War I or World War II,
mm-hmm.
that you couldn't even get them into a conversation about that war.
Mm-hmm.
They just walk away from you.
Yeah.
See?
It's not uncommon at all.
See?
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened to my granddad. Well, I didn't want to bore you with a long tale
there.
Oh,
yeah,
but
it's very interesting.
it's really
interesting.
And on top of that, his stone down here in, I brought something, I'll just show you that.
His stone down here in the
cemetery. I got a marker.
Mm-hmm.
Start to say his stone down here in the cemetery doesn't have a thing on it but his name and his age and mm-hmm. his date of death.
Mm-hmm.
See? And here's what I got pushed down on the on that. Just pushed down on it.
Oh see? Yeah. Oh.
Now that those are furnished by the Veterans Administration
mm-hmm.
with proper credentials, of course.
Yeah. That's real nice.
That's, it's about that long,
mm-hmm.
about that wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bronze set in a concrete base.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of bolts that go down and hook like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that some vandals have gone around and dug these up, you know,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
for the metal.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they'd have an awful job.
Is that a real old cemetery around here?
It goes back somewhere around 1820 or 30.
Oh, that is pretty old.
Pretty sure there's some stones.
For this era.
There's,
sure
I know is. There's some stones on there earlier than 1850.
Mm-hmm. That's really, I'm really impressed. This is the first time I've been down in Park County. I'm really quite impressed with the area. I was never really much in the Midwest until I came, I got the job at the University of Chicago, you know. I just
mm-hmm.
came.
How long have you been at the university?
Well, I've been there about 5 years.
Is that right?
Wow. So it's starting to seem like getting used to the place. The first time.
I thought you'd been there even longer than that.
Me? Yeah. That long?
But you told me you'd been there 7 years last year.
7 years last year? No.
Yeah. I kind of think maybe.
Yeah, that's.
You ought to have been asking my wife a lot of these questions because she's smarter than I am.